160 years have passed since the California gold rush of 1849. Today, with the price of gold nearing $1,000 an ounce, gold prospecting is hot again. Memberships in prospecting clubs have shot up 85% in California in the past year. Just as they did in the 19th century, Americans are packing up their shovels and heading to California's riverbanks to try and strike it rich. Anna Sussman reports.
On the banks of the Bear River in California's gold country, men in leather boots and rolled-up blue jeans shovel gravel into plastic buckets. Doug Younghunt says the rivers in California are clogged with gold prospectors like himself in search of coveted gold nuggets.
We are definitely in a modern gold rush, without a doubt. When the price of gold goes up and the economy's down, there's a lot of people out of work. These people are trying to, put beans on the table.
When the price of gold began to climb, Younghunt and a few friends formed the East Bay Prospectors, a gold panning club, and started digging up riverbeds across California.
Well, we're having an outing where people just come and try to find some gold in an atmosphere of camaraderie. You can do it. It's not easy. The old timers got most of the easy gold. But if you dig down cracks and crevices in the bedrock, you're going to get gold. In fact, I would say the last 3 years, I've seen more people that have lost their job and lost their home, and they're up there trying to find gold.
Starting in 1849, tens of thousands of gold prospectors set out for California, converging on these same rivers with their pickaxes, hands, and dreams of fortune.
I come to California with a heart both stout and bold, and have been up to the diggings there to get some lumps of gold.
Just like in the old days, finding gold is not always easy. But some have found they have a natural talent for the subtle craft. Carol Ebbett is a member of the Motherlode Goldhounds, and at 71 years old, she's a competitive gold panner.
I am a California State gold panning champion, a U.S. national gold panning champion. A lot of people are surprised how many women now are in this.
Ebbett wades into the icy water with a bucket, a shovel, and a plastic pan to see what she can find.
So we'll check this out and see if there's anything here. Okay, I'm digging around at the base of a rock. Shake it real good. You start washing it out. It's like washing dishes and swirling everything around. Oh, here we go. Here's some gold right there.
Ebbett only found a few specks of gold. But today, prospectors can sell an ounce of gold for about $940. That's up from only $250 an ounce 10 years ago. More serious gold prospectors are filing gold claims on federal or public land.
Okay, well, I'm James Hutchings. I live in Forest Hill, California. I've been gold mining, actually since I was a kid, but more seriously in the last 20 years. And I've got a 160-acre placer claim under claim and prospect right now.
Gold claims filings have increased by 75% in California in the last 2 years, with almost 7,000 new claims filed, according to the California Bureau of Land Management. Hutchings has two claims at the bottom of the 800-foot-deep Duncan Canyon in Placer County. The treacherous footpath down to Hutchings' gold claim is actually the 1856 Gold Dollar Trail, originally used for mule carts to access the gold mines. Hutchings spends most of his summer down here in the canyon, digging up gravel near a ramshackle streamside campsite that's not so different from 1849.
We got a little camp cook stove, a little table across a couple old stumps, and a little fold-up tent. It's pretty simple.
At night, Hutchings and his wife heat up cans of soup and play cards under a gas lantern. He says that a hard-working prospector could make up to $100 a weekend hauling buckets of gravel from the river and picking out the gold.
There's a gold rush happening. The high price of gold, the economy certainly is driving people's interest towards gold. Again, like I said, everybody, young people started out with the idea that there's treasure to be had. They hear about the gold in California, and they hear about the fantastic stories of gold finds. Every young person has understood what gold was or treasure and sought treasure, looking for it under every rock and tree. And I think that that's just a continuation. We're looking for treasure to this day.
Then ho, boys, ho, through California, there's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Then ho, boys, ho, through California, there's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento.
For NPR News, I'm Anna Sussman, in Placer County, California.